All right, in your Bibles this morning, the book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 4. The book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 4. If you would stand with us for the honoring of the reading of the Word of God. Paul now is writing to his young preacher. Paul was saved on the Damascus Road. Paul is winding down now in life. And he's writing at the end of his life story. And it's very interesting to see not only how a man starts out, but it's most important of how he leaves out. And so now, Paul could say a lot of things in 2 Timothy 4, because it's here in this last chapter that he quotes these words, and he says, I charge thee, he's talking to Timothy, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Now, that quick means alive. There's coming a day when God will judge those that are alive spiritually and those that are dead spiritually, that have never been brought alive by the Spirit of God. He said in verse 2, this is what I want you to do. He said, I want you to get together a drama team. That's the NIV. He said, no, I want you to preach the Word. And if that don't work, he said, I just ain't got nothing else going to work. Amen. And folks, I'm going to tell you today, it still works. Amen. He said, preach the Word. Now, I want to say something. There's a lot of difference in teaching and preaching. Teaching stimulates the mind. Preaching stirs the heart. Oh, we need heartful preaching today. Preach the Word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove or stand up against it and rebuke. And encourage, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come, and it's here, when they'll not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. Well, preacher, we think you ought to just stay here all the time. That ain't what Paul said. Now, I'm going to be teaching you some stuff. You're going to have to get it down you. Well, we want you just here for our own. Well, that'd be selfish of you. You say, preacher, we don't want to wish you on nobody. He says this, verse 6 now, for I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. And I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Thank you for standing this morning. I won't preach on this simple thought. That's been preached before. What really matters? You know, we live in a world that it seems like it's what you have accomplished here. I was reading now the old Puritan writers this week, and I found a phrase that is a nugget to me, spoke volumes to my heart. A man died and went to heaven. And when he got there and he experienced all of the glory, this is what he said. I have found out that what I spent, I lost. What I saved, I left. But what I gave, I have. What I spent, I lost. What I saved, I left. what I gave, I have. What really matters, first of all, is faith in the right person. I want to say this morning, Jesus is still the way, the truth, and the life. In Matthew 11 and 28, I'm so glad that this is in my Bible. For He says, "Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I want to say there's rest in Christ this morning. "Take My yoke upon you and learn of Me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For My yoke is easy, and My burden is light." This morning it is very important that you have your faith in the right person. In John's Gospel, chapter number 14, the Bible said in verse number 6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way." And not only is He the way, but He is the truth and the life. "No man comes to the Father but by Me," is what Jesus said. Friend, if you're going to heaven, you're going to get there by one way. And that's by faith in the darling Lamb of God that hung and died for the sins of this whole world. And if you are going to heaven, the Bible said you must be born again. It's not an option. You must be born again. What really matters is faith in the right person. Who are you counting on in your life? I hope you don't have your faith in me as a man. A lot of people have their faith in a pope or in some preacher or in some church. Friend, all of that this morning is sinking sand. Jesus said He's the way, the truth, and the life. And I want to say upon that thought today, without the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there is no knowing. And without that life, there is no living. I know what both lives are. I know what life is without Him and what it is with Him. And I want to say there is no comparison. Yeah, there's a lot of heartaches down here. You'll not get by them. But oh, I'm so glad that Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. You know, America doesn't matter long as you go to talking about God. Do you ever notice that? You ever notice on the talk shows, on all the great publicized programs of the world, a lot of people, they'll mention God. Boy, the devil hates for you to mention the way. That's Jesus. It's still Jesus, folks. And Jesus is the only way. What really matters? Well, when you're going to find out, when you stand before a holy God come judgment day, the only thing really matters is to have your faith in the right person. And I want to say something. Lazarus had died. A great Bible story in the book of John. Mary and Martha were very upset, for they were the brothers of Lazarus. Mary sent for Christ. He waited 4 days and He came around and they said, "Lord, why did You wait so long? By now our brother stinketh." And this is what Jesus said, "I come to awake my friend out of his sleep." Aren't you glad this morning that we have a lot of friends in this life, but there's only one friend that can go beyond death's door with us? I'm glad the Bible says there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. So what really matters is faith in the right person. Secondly, your family in the right place. Ephesians 3 and verse number 15. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 15. Paul is writing again, and he says, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Oh, I'm glad I'm in this family. That He would grant you according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, length, depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him, and never forget this, that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or even think. We'll never know how big God is, friend, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, the world without end. What really matters is your family in the right place. I want to ask you today, where's your church family? When your loved one dies, who are you going to have to call upon? You say, well, preacher, I just don't need a church. You will. There come a time that you wish that you were in a close-knit bunch that can call you and love you and cry with you and be concerned about. Thank God for the church. Jesus died for the church. I'm so glad that we don't have a country club environment here. I'm glad it's not a Starbucks set up in the lobby and come as you are and leave as you were. But thank God we've got a real church this morning where Christ is exalted and the saints are encouraged and sinners can be saved. Thank God it's not a daycare here. Jesus didn't die for a school. He died for the church. Thank God I'm pastoring a New Testament church. What really matters is your family in the right place. And I want to say this morning. You ought to get so involved in the local church that you do not take and you plan church around your activities. But you plan your activities around the church. The church must be the center focus. It must be the candlelight of your home. Friend, if the church is not a part of your home, it's doomed for failure this morning. Family in the right place. Lord, I see these little old children growing up in this old-time Bible environment. What a blessing. Let me ask you something. I'm 46 years old. When my age group dies and leaves out, who's going to carry on the glory of God in worship? Friend, I can see a great decline in our country in the last 20 years that I've been preaching to where we are today. Used to, every Baptist preacher in the country would run and shout and cry. And preach and tell you that your sin's wrong and there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Now it's abnormal. Come in, this teacher's having itching ears, fickle ears. They want their ears tickled, but not their heart touched. It's very important that your family be in the right place. I'd venture to say if I'd grew up in this church, I wouldn't have had the habit I had for about 15 years where most of my mind's burnt out this morning. Honey, you can't run with the wrong crowd and stay in this place. Thank God for it. I'm glad there ain't lesbians keeping our nursery. I'm glad it ain't homosexuals preaching out of my pulpit. I mean every word of it. It's very important that your family's in the right place. Faith in the right person. Thirdly, it's very important that you have friends in the right people. Acts 27, verse number 1. Acts 27, verse number 1. Would this church pray for me about something? Would you please pray for me that I'd realize everybody's not going to be for me? Would you please pray for me that that wouldn't be so important that everybody would stand to their feet for me? But if he's standing to his feet for me, that's all that matters.
Yes, sir.
Paul said in Acts 27, when it was determined that we should sail into Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners unto one named Julius, a centurion of Augustus' band. Entered into a ship of Imerdium, we launched, meaning to sail by the coast of Asia, one Articus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, being with us. And the next day we touched at Sidon, and Julius courteously entreated Paul and gave him liberty to go into his friends to refresh himself. Thank God for friends that you can call on. What would some of you have done without friends lately? You say, well, preacher, I've been listening to them boys on TV, and they said if I'll just love God, they promise me health and wealth. That's their Bible. That's not the Bible. What about Job, the most righteous man of the East? He didn't bury one child, friend. He buried 10 one day. He lost everything he had. But yet he would not curse God. He needed friends. And you're going to need friends and the right people. Young people, some of your friends, you know what they want out of you? They use you just like an old dish rag. When you used up, they're going to walk off like you never existed. I know by experience. Thank God for some friends you can call on. Thank God for some friends you can cry on. Friends and the right people. Boy, when I had a boat full of gas and a pocket full of weed, I had more friends than I could shake a stick at. But I tell you what I found out, what there was as fair weather friends. When they used me up, they left. But I'm glad Jesus took this old sinner and saved me by His marvelous grace. Put me in the family of God. Now I've got friends that are staying with me. Thank God I've got friends I can call on and friends I can cry on. Lastly this morning, what really matters, not only faith in the right person, family in the right place, friends and the right people. But I think it's very important that you finish with the right peace.
Paul said, I am now ready to be offered. Are you ready this morning? I mean, do you really have the peace of God in your soul? Have you made everything right with your brother and sisters? Everything that you need done and made right with the Lord, have you taken care of that? Sure, if you'd come. Finish with the right peace. In John 14 and 27, the Bible said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You've heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you'd rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father. For my Father's greater than I. Friend, this morning, Christ loves you. He died for you. Them little old children God's entrusted you with, it's going to come a settling day. You better have your faith in the right person. Your family in the right place. Friends and the right people. Finish with the right peace. In the cross. Brother David, come lead us that number this morning. We open our altars.